I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
We're here 7 days a week,
giving you the actionable insights and expert perspectives you need to win.
And here's more good news.
It's free.
So stay tuned and get the winning edge. This is Sports Grid Radio on Sirius XM.
You're listening to Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
Scumbags!
Let's rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Level 3. This is Sports Rage. I am Morenci.
Andrew McKinnis with just for a couple more minutes. Here, we'll get him out of here. We've got a hockey pick or two or a football pick. Thursday Night Football is coming up. Just quickly, hazing. I told a story before, but I knew a dude. He was on the Colorado Buffaloes years ago, football team. And he was actually one of the captains, and he told me a funny story. It was about hazing. Like, you'll notice football, it's never sexual stuff. Football can get violent. Football players hazing, they want to fight, basically. They want to see you, like, fight, and then they just, so they, you can prove that, you know, you're tough enough, right? Like, type thing. So he told me that, like, basically they got, like, all these freshman kids, McKinnis, pretty scary, too, at midfield in the middle of the night at the stadium. It's all dark and everything. He goes, we're on like the 50-yard line, and they form a circle. It's like a gang type thing, and you got to fight your way out of the circle. And you fight, you get through the circle, and you're in. You know what I mean?
Jeez. Okay. Yeah.
Except there's some big dudes waiting in the circle. D lineman, O lineman, whatever. So he said, like, you know, and the thing is, like, they don't pummel you, but, like, you know what I mean? You better fight back a bit, otherwise it's not good, right? So, like. So he goes, all right, so they're going through it and stuff, and kids are sort of getting knocked out and stuff. And he goes, this wide receiver kid's up next, man. And the wide receiver kid just goes all MMA out on people, McKinnis, man. Like, the guy's a black belt, bro, in karate and stuff, okay? He starts dropping people left and right, kicking the head, boom. He's like, buddy told me, he goes, he's like effing Rambo, man. He's taking everyone out, boom, boom, boom. Right? He's like, and he's a wide receiver.
I mean, wouldn't you be too? Right? I would be too if I could.
So he's like, he drops a guy, kicks another guy in the head. He's like, bang, bang. He told me, he goes, Gabe, it was like a movie, man. He goes, this guy, he's spinning around like Bruce Lee and stuff. And basically, the guy spins around and gets to the offensive line. My buddy was the captain of the offensive line, bro. Big dude, right? My buddy, instead of fighting, just puts his hand out and he goes, welcome to the team. he goes, I wasn't getting kicked in the head by the guy. Right? He goes, welcome to the team. It's like the way he told the story. He goes, he got all the big, and he goes, the old line, and he goes, the kid was all like looking nervous because the big old line was waiting, and the captain of the old line sticks his hand out, welcome to the team. The big dudes didn't want a piece of him. No, you're good, kid. You know what I mean?
Good stuff. Yeah. You know, Gabe, I like that stuff because that's not really like humiliating. You know, like you say with football, it's
no, they're just challenging your toughness, right? They want to see how tough you are. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because honestly, hey, you're going on the road and playing the USC Trojans, you better be tough, right? You know, we don't want to see you wilt under pressure and stuff. It's just, it's one of those deals. But it got out of hand and stuff, right? Like, because they got in trouble at Colorado. That's, I should note that, because it got too far. Like, they were beating people up. And they tied, like, tied people to goalposts and stuff like that in snowstorms, you know what I mean? Like, at least they didn't anally probe you. I'd rather get tied to a goalpost than a hockey stick. But, hey, what's your hockey pick on the way out of football here, McKiss? Oh, hold on. We're already in an affiliate. Hold on 1 second. All right, Late Night Anger Management Class. It's Level 3. Rick Saratella, NFL Draft Bible, SI.com will join us in a couple of minutes. We got Andrew McKenna's Wager Talk kicking with us just for a couple more minutes here as we welcome back our radio affiliates, including the mightier 1090 in beautiful San Diego, California. Andrew McKenna, what are you looking at overnight? What are you looking at football this week? We got about 2 minutes here. What are you looking at?
Yeah, I'm a Packers guy, Gabe, Thursday night football, but unfortunately my money won't be on my favorite team. You know, Lazard out, Adams out, defensive guys out. I'm tired of fading the Cardinals, so I'm on the Cardinals here at the 6.5 here. Vegas on the underdog spot, Vegas plus 105 at Dallas. They've had a tough competition. They played St. Louis, Edmonton, New York Islanders, and then Colorado tonight. They get a low-scoring victory. I think Vegas, even though it's back-to-back, they don't matter early in the year. Give me a Vegas Golden Knights on the money line. Get some momentum going here against the Stars.
Oh, Vegas, huh? Back-to-back. I thought that was kind of trappish. What do you think of the Maple Leaf and the Blackhawk game, actually? So the Leafs are in a free fall, and the Blackhawks right now in the middle of a big hockey scandal.
Look, I have to go over. I have to go over six. I have to. I mean, I've been making money betting overs in Chicago games, mainly because they've been getting killed. And I'll go to the well here one more time against, you know, for the Leafs, betting an over in their game against the horrible defensive team in Chicago. If they're playing anybody else in the league, I probably wouldn't be taking the over. But Toronto is first in expected goals for all the advanced, you know, metrics, all this stuff. But it doesn't matter if you can't put the puck in the net. Tomorrow, I think they will do that against the Blackhawks. So over six for me in that one. Vegas short dog price. Two looks I'm looking at for tomorrow.
What about the World Series? We both lost with Houston tonight. I didn't play them to win the World Series. I got the series to go six games at plus 200. But I'm almost compelled and obliged to take them again tomorrow since I lost tonight with them. You going to do the same?
I think I'm going to have to. I think I'm going to
exactly.
But you know what I'm going to look at? And people might be surprised by this, Gabe. I'm going to look at Houston first five. And on the mound, people and people might be kind of shocked with that for me. But I feel like if they're going to get it going, we're going to know quickly.
They better get it going early. It's a good point. I like your style. Andrew McKenna's, find him at Wager Talk, Wager Talk TV, WagerTalk.com. The Late Night Anger Management Class continues. Rick Saratella, we talk NFL football next. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Wagering, real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
The Late Night Anger Management Class continues. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. Let's talk football, NFL football. Rick Saratella steps up in. Let's get biblical. NFL Drop Bible, SI.com. It's always a pleasure, my man. Mr. Saratella. And oh, yeah, I should call you Mr. Commissioner as well, the commish. What's going on, Kamish? How you doing?
Gabe, what's happening, man? Always happy to be here teaching and preaching.
So are you stressing out? Are you like a real commissioner? Have you had to kick anybody out? Anybody taking steroids? Anybody snorting blow or anything like that? But all kidding aside, how's the esports coming along?
So far, so good. The virtual experience, we haven't had any misconduct transpire, but the first commissioner poll power rankings are now out on the Twitterverse, and we've got live stream action on our Twitch channel over at CF1 Esports every Tuesday night, starting off at 8 p.m. Eastern time. So if you're into esports, if you're into colleges and competition there with the Valorant competition, it's really some exciting stuff.
Yeah, college football esports and Rick Saratella. So once again, Rick, tell people where they can find you and watch it and get involved if they want to.
Yeah, cf1.gg is the website, and then the Twitch channel is CF1 Esports, and of course, NFLDraftBible.com is your home for all your NFL draft needs 24/7, 365.
Rick Saratella getting it done 24/7, 365. All right, so speaking of which, the countdown is on right now. The National Football League trade deadline is rapidly approaching November the 2nd, and I'm seeing a lot of media, a lot of rumors and stuff like that. But let's be real. I mean, the National Football League trade deadline, I don't even know there was one, Rick, because there's never any trades, right? It's a deadline. Like football, it's not baseball. It's not, you know what I mean? Hey, let's pick this guy at the trade deadline in the NBA. Let's get this guy and plug him in. I guess there's certain positions you can plug players in, but not easy, you know, to plug a skill position player, specifically a quarterback. So let's start off with the Deshaun Watson stuff. Do you believe that Deshaun Watson's going to get moved before November the 2nd?
I think the Texans would be foolish not to, because if they wait any longer, I think his value just depreciates. And so, you know, I know they're asking for a lot, but I think they need to settle for the best offer here, or it could get dicey, because if you let him hit the open market, now there's multiple quarterbacks available. I think you can catch a team here like the Miami Dolphins, who are desperate to save their season. Maybe even a team like the New Orleans Saints or the Denver Broncos. Carolina Panthers, I think, suddenly become contenders with a good quarterback. And I think you can create a market here. I think you can get a couple of first-round picks. And if the Texans do not deal Deshaun Watson, well, then shame on them.
I don't believe the Miami stuff, personally. I think Miami have been used as a chip the whole time. I think Deshaun Watson is the one that just wanted to go to Miami. And, you know, him and his people are the ones that threw it out there. Miami haven't bit yet. I don't think they're going to. The Panthers, I mean, the Panthers wouldn't shock me. To me, the Panthers are the front runners, and the Panthers have always been the front runners in this. You just threw some other teams out there. I mean, the Saints, they're winning football games. I don't see like how they can fit Deshaun Watson in. I'm sure Sean Payton wouldn't mind having him, but my opinion is, Rick, it's not going to get done. It's too complicated. There's too much around him, and they want too much because he's going to get suspended, right? The only matter is like when, like because it's going to, no matter what, he's going to miss some time as soon as he actually starts playing. I think it happens at the draft, Rick. That's my personal opinion. I don't think it happens this week with Deshaun.
Yeah, I mean, you know, is he going to get suspended? We don't know that. No action has been taken. And I think in a league where teams are currently looking to win ball games and job security is on a tight wire, thin rope, there's going to be somebody who's willing to offer up something, because you know what? Last time I checked, Deshaun Watson was available to play this past Sunday. And so I think
he is. That is a thing that people don't realize. He is not suspended. He can play. Like Roger Goodell told the Houston Texans, hey, you can play him if you want to. They just didn't want to.
Yeah, and so if teams are out there trading for Joe Flacco and looking at Nick Foles as the best available, next best option, I don't know. I think there's going to be a team out there that pulls the trigger and rolls the dice.
Rick Saratella with us. Well, it's going to be interesting to see. I'll tell you what. I'm not buying it. Rick says yes. So next time we speak, we'll know. we'll know who was right or wrong, Saratella, you or me.
I can see why he would want to go to Miami. I heard there's a lot of massage parlors over there.
Yeah, yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, ask Robert Kraft. A lot of them in Florida. Nothing but happy endings in the state of Florida. Well, Deshaun, you know, it's funny how Deshaun just sort of singled out the Dolphins. Hey, this makes sense. Because I think it was Deshaun and his people that figured, well, listen, they got Tua and swing Tua over here. Because that's another thing, too. This is just too complicated. And Houston aren't the most functional franchise to begin with. So I don't see how they're going to pull this off. But so speaking of quarterbacks and the draft, you know, most of them don't work out. And, you know, you get a couple of guys who become stars, a couple of guys who become journeyman backups, and a couple of guys will be out of the league in a couple of years. One guy, and if you look at his stats, like, you know, if you just didn't look at his name and you look at his stats, and I said, all right, which quarterback has thrown for 1,956 yards, 17 touchdown passes, 8 interceptions, and has a QBR rating of 59.5, you probably wouldn't think Joe Burrow. But that's what Joe Burrow's numbers are. Yet playing the quarterback position is so much more than just numbers. And you talk about a kid that's giving a franchise confidence and a football team and 52 other guys on the field that we've got this, we can win this football game. It's Joey B, Joe Burrow. I mean, there's no disputing it. Look at the Bengals with this guy. Look at the Bengals without this guy. I know, oh, look at their defense, and their defense is playing better and all this type of stuff. It starts and ends with Joe Burrow.
I mean, I'll tell you, Gabe, at this rate, Ken Anderson, Boomer Esiason, these guys are going
to
be
right.
Thoughts.
No, it sounds crazy to say this, sort of jump in, but he could be the greatest quarterback in Bengals history.
No doubt about it. I mean, Joe Cool, are you kidding me? First of all, the fact that he's doing what he's doing is so impressive. But when you factor in, like, this guy just tore his MCL and ACL like 8 months ago, 9 months ago.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Are you kidding me? And you know what? Give a little credit to David Tobin up there in the front office of Cincinnati, because all I did was second guess this man 2 consecutive years in the first round.
You're right. We all did. Yeah. We can't take Jamar Chase. Can't right. take a wide receiver. You already got wide receivers.
Right. And they did it the year before with T. Higgins at the top of the second round. And so suddenly, though, Tyler Boyd goes from wide receiver 1 to wide receiver 3. And Joe Burrow, all he does is make, and again, they took a lot of heat and criticism for drafting Joe Mixon, but he is one of the top better running backs in the league. So when you look at the Bengals roster from top to bottom, I took advantage of one of the few mistakes. Vegas has been so on point, man, but they really got one wrong this past Sunday. I thought they had the line reversed, and I really took advantage of it.
Rick Saratella kicking it with us on a late night anger management class. So, Rick, speaking of which, the Cincinnati Bengals right now, not getting a ton of respect as far as the division odds are concerned. The Ravens are minus 120. The Browns are plus 250. The Bengals are plus 330. Do you buy in that the Cincinnati Bengals can actually win the AFC North this year?
I think it's a possibility. I think it's a real possibility. Right now, who's better?
Get the Jets this week. Put it on the board. That's another win.
Woo. I mean, hey, who's better than them in that division right now?
That's the thing. I mean, Cleveland isn't. Pittsburgh isn't. And they just beat down Baltimore. I don't want to discount Baltimore, but they beat him again, and then they've got the tiebreaker against. Guys, at these odds, it's hard not to pull the trigger on the Cincinnati Bengals. More with Rick Saratella on the other side. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Night anger management class. This is Sports Rage. We're getting biblical. It's not the rapture. Not the rapture. It feels like it sometimes, but no. It's not the rapture. I am Renzi. We're kicking it with Rick Saratella, NFL Draft Bible, talking about the Cincinnati Bengals right now. We're going to get to some other subjects and topics, but they're worthy of talking about. We were discussing Joe Burrow, but let's get into Ja'Marr Chase a little bit. You know, there was a lot of people. Believe no. Listen, you've got to protect Joe Burrow. He was running for his life last year. It doesn't matter that Joe Burrow played with Ja'Marr at LSU. Although I found it interesting earlier this year, I think it was Brian Greasy. He said I was talking with Joe Burrow about Ja'Marr Chase, and Burrow told Greasy a story about how Burrow told Chase, "Don't believe all the media crap going into the draft. We're going to draft you for sure." I wish he would have told me that before, because I would have put a lot of money on it. But
insider knowledge right there, yeah.
Yeah, I know. Ask Joey B. So I don't go fishing with Joe Burrow, unfortunately, in the offseason. But we discussed it, and it didn't really seem to make sense. But at the same point in time, we knew about that chemistry that they had. We like Sewell a lot, but they go with Ja'Marr Chase, and then Chase struggles in the preseason, right? Oh, he's got drops. And look, Ja'Marr Chase is dropping balls. Well, right now he leads the National Football League in receptions of 20 yards or more. I mean, he can go deep. He can get you yards after the catch. Ja'Marr Chase is another one, man. I mean, these guys are like Reese's Pieces, chocolate and peanut butter.
Yeah, preseason doesn't count, by the way. So all these media pundits, you know, that's the problem with social media and 20 beat writers per team. We're just overreacting to every single little play. Like, come on. So the reality is, Ja'Marr Chase, if the season ended today, he is your NFL, quarter way mark rookie of the year. And let's be honest, I mean, Kyler Murray and Joe Burrow, really, those are your NFL MVP candidates.
Yeah, I don't, because of the stats, and, the MVP is interesting. Don't forget about Dak Prescott. Right, Dak Prescott's putting up some big numbers, right?
You could surely put him into the equation, sure. And the comeback player of the year is probably a lock.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing with Joe Burrow, because I don't think Joe Burrow's stats. I mean, he's the MVP for the Bengals. I'm not ready to pull the trigger yet. It's still early right now. And I'll tell you one thing, too. Every year we sort of fall into this with the MVP, where it's like, oh, yeah, there's no way this guy's not going to be the MVP, right? There's no way that guy's not going to be the MVP. A lot of football left. It's amazing. Oh, Kyler Murray started off the season at 23-1. He's now less than 4-1.
Here's plus, the best question.
Plus 350 for Murray.
How about Derrick Henry? Can a running back win the MVP?
That's a good question. And I'll tell you what, Derrick Henry's 20-1. Can you argue that Derrick Henry is the most valuable player? I mean, you take him off the Titans, who are they?
Did he win it when he ran for 2,000 yards? I don't know if he did.
No. That's a good point. So he got to rush for 2,500, Rick, to get the MVP.
2,000 ain't what it used to be.
No, because when he did that, I think that was the year Lamar Jackson was the MVP, right? 2 years ago, whatever. Like, I lose track of years with the pandemic, man. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. I think you could argue, though, especially the way they didn't just beat the Chiefs, they whooped them.
Look, he's 40-1, Rick. So he's a long shot, but I like your style. If you consider, put it this way, if the Bengals go 14-3, you know what I mean? Like, if they're right in the mix right now. Put it this way, my guy Josh Allen is the second choice. The Bills are okay. Josh Allen's not having an MVP here. So Kyler Murray's the first choice. Josh Allen's the second choice. Then you got Dak Prescott. Then you got Tom Brady, who I think, whatever. He's already won a million things, so the media doesn't really like giving him this award. Matt Stafford was the hot guy earlier in the year. I'm not buying it. Aaron Rodgers, 10-1. Herbert, 14-1. Lamar, 16. Derrick Henry, 20. It's a good point. Derrick Henry. I thought about that the other day, about how he doesn't get any push as far as the MVP, because he actually might be the best player in the National Football League. You and I talked about his greatness last week, and he did it again.
Yeah, and I think the problem, too, is when you play in these small markets like a Tennessee, Cincinnati, you know, the pre and post game, the media, they're not covering you as the top dog storyline. But, man, I'll tell you, Derrick Henry also plays his best football against the best competition. Like, didn't he have, like, 3 touchdowns against the Bills? And then he basically just carried the Titans to victory on his back. In a season where Tannehill is, you know, Ryan Tannehill is not having a great year for the Titans. I don't know. I mean, Derrick Henry to me is really like made that team a Super Bowl contender single-handedly.
You know, with Tannehill though, I think, yeah, his stats weren't great to start the season, Rick, but I think he's going to get better each week as the season goes on. We're seeing the Titans getting better. I think losing Arthur Smith, you know, they lost their offensive coordinator. Jones and Brown were always hurt to start the year. They've never really had their full offense on the field and got into a rhythm. And we're seeing now they're starting to a little bit. They're starting to turn the corner. I think they're a dangerous football team. So, you know, let me ask you about the coach of the year, because I remember coming into the year, I was somewhat surprised. I was like, whoa. I was like, wow, Brandon Staley is the favorite to win coach of the year. And he's 12-1 and never coached before. Taking over the Chargers. He's the favorite right now at 4-1. Kingsbury is 6-1. Sean McDermott is 9-1. Sean McVay is 9-1. Mike McCarthy, you believe that? Mike McCarthy's 10-1. Wow. Hey, and who would have thought? Yeah, our boy, Zach Taylor, 10-1 right now to win coach of the year. Cincinnati Bengals.
Not a bad pick, not a bad value play right there. You didn't know you were going to tune in and get a little comedy hour with Mike.
My God, yeah. Okay, if somebody tuned in, if I tuned in, and I heard two jackasses talking about Mike McCarthy and Zach Taylor for coach of the year, I'd be like, who the hell? What are these guys on?
Well, you know, I had Kingsbury coming into the season. I really thought the Cardinals were going to win that division, and it's looking pretty good, and you got to like the hierarchy, you know, with the structure. When the game he did miss, they didn't skip a beat, so I like what he's done. I didn't hear Bruce Arians mentioned. I think at the end of the day, he still needs to be
28-1.
Wow. I mean, like, they've only lost one game, so if they go 15-2, it's hard.
Good point. Yeah, but it's the Brady fact. Who's got Tom Brady? I mean,
they were like an 800 team, though, last year. They got in at like 9-7. They weren't exactly world beaters. To turn around and go 15-2 would be impressive.
Rick Saratella, kick it with us. I'm thinking who could really win this thing? Staley? I don't know, because he seems to be the front runner right from the start at the odd with the odds makers.
He's the feel good story, right? Former D3, young guy.
And he goes for it all the time, Rick, too. They love that. Oh, look, he goes for it on 4th-and-8, right?
Well, you can't choke because the Chargers always look good the first month of the season now.
But that's a good point. They've always looked good.
They got to hold on, and that's going to be challenging because the Chiefs are going to be right up their ass. The Raiders are still there, you know. It's not going to be an easy task to hold on. I think they're going to be fighting to the very end. The Broncos still have a better defense than them. So
the Chargers in their history either have bad starts and get hot late and it's too late, or they'll have a good start and fall apart. But you're right. It's rare that the Charger franchise over the years has ever strung it together for like the full duration. Yeah, I think they're the real deal. I think they're a dangerous team. And in fact, I bet them to win their division. I mean, you know, I don't think the Chiefs are digging themselves too much of a hole, Rick. And the Chiefs have injuries. The Chiefs have depth issues. I don't think the Chargers are falling apart. And you have the Raiders as well. I mean, whether people think the Raiders are good or not, the fact of the matter is they are a 5-2 football team. And as you, me, and Bill Parcells, of course, evidently, eloquently stated, you are what your record says you are, and the Raiders are a 5-2 team. They're not getting any respect either.
Well, you know, I will say this. We talked about the NFL trade line in the first segment. If you do see some movement, it could very well be in the AFC West because Brett Veach, he's been willing to pull the trigger. Marcus Peters comes to mind, and take some chances on some guys. But, you know, also Mike Mayock with the Raiders, when you think about Gruden now out of the equation, I'm sure there's a couple players on that
run. Yeah. You know who would look good on the Raiders, Rick? Allen Robinson from the Bears.
Or the Chiefs as well.
Get another wide receiver in there. Let's be real. Ruggs is coming on a little bit. You know what I mean? And Renfro's a gamer. But if you're the Raiders, imagine if you gave Derek Carr Robinson right now, bro. Imagine the dynamic that you would add there.
It would be a game changer. And to line him up opposite of a Henry Ruggs. But I feel the same way about the Chiefs. If you put him up opposite of Tyreek Hill, I feel like the Chiefs need to make a move in order to get back into contention. Because right now, it's the Titans. It's the Bills.
Yeah,
and it's everybody else, and I don't really see the Chiefs even being in the second tier right now.
So you and I, it's funny because we didn't mention, but we both agree as far as Allen Robinson should get traded, right? Poor bastard out of Chicago. Let the guy go. Let him go. It's time to let him go, right?
Well, you know, and you might be able to get a combination deal with Nick Foles if you want a little good luck charm for the postseason, a little postseason insurance policy. You know?
Nothing wrong with a religious guy on the sideline. No, that's all right.
He brings a little luck now in the postseason, you know? So...
So, yeah, Allen Robinson guy is a name that if you're a football team and, you know, you're like, listen, we're sort of need a little, just that little pop here. Because we were talking about how it's hard for football to learn the system and stuff. Wide receiver, you can. You can get dropped on a team and, you know, it'll take you 2 weeks to get a chemistry going with a quarterback and run the routes. Wide receiver, you can. There's Rick Saratella, NFL Draft Bible. Thanks, Rick.
Thanks, Gabe.
It's your lucky day. You found the trusted...
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
On Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
Halfback passes to the center. Back to the wing. Back to the center. Center holds it. Holds it. Holds it.
Halfback passes to center. Back to wing. Back to center. Center holds it. Holds it. Holds it.
I can't bear this any longer. I'm leaving.
This is Sports Rage. I am Gable Morenci. It's the Twisted Tuesday. The World Series began. We're kicking it here on Sirius XM Channel 204 to Mightier 1090. Shout out to all of our AM radio affiliates around the country and the world. We got people tuning in right now. Shout out to our boy James McInnes listening in Australia tonight. We got his Peacock here from England. Like I said, we got an international crew. We got USA, Canada, Australia, England. Do we have Planet Mickland tonight? No, Mick Aussie. He lives on his own planet. Planet Mick. Planet Mick. No, I don't see Ken Peacock here right now. I don't see. I see Martinez. Martinez is in the Bay Area. I see Martinez is in the house. Mike in Tampa. Self-explanatory. All right. Lakers play without LeBron James tonight, and Russell Westbrook went off, and so did AD. So AD. What a night tonight. 35 points, 17 rebounds. It's, you know, it's going to take a while for that chemistry. You wonder with Westbrook and LeBron, but you see, right, you see when LeBron's not there, suddenly Westbrook steps up and Westbrook has room, right? Westbrook's the type of dude, he needs the ball in his hand, man. But so Westbrook finishes with 33 points, 10 rebounds, and 8 assists. AD, 35 points, 17 rebounds, and 4 assists. AD went down once, and every time that guy goes down, you know, it's like, oh, my God. But big-time performance. This is one good thing, though. Like, this is a very positive sign for the Lakers. It's a positive sign for the Lakers because, let's be real, the regular season doesn't really matter if you're the Lakers. Right? You don't want to be the 8th seed, obviously, but it's not really about seeding. You're an older team. It's about health. So, you know, obviously you want to get a chemistry going with the roster that you have, but it's about health. And to me, LeBron James, and it's the one thing you can't criticize LeBron about, is his lack of minutes over the years in his career. Now, I think it might, we'll see if it's a detriment, if he just sort of hits a wall eventually, because sort of like Tom Brady, you know, it's not quite the same. You know, LeBron's not that old. LeBron's not that old. I saw Shaq dancing, and I said, oh, Shaq. That's what I get, eh? I got Shaq dancing in front of me, and it threw me off. Stupid NBA highlights. What the hell is that anyways? Why do I have Shaq dancing in front of me? All right. You know what? I just turned the channel, too, because I got tired of the same hockey highlights over and baseball highlights over and over. I was like, all right, I get it. Well, how come there's not wrestling on? Like, NFL Network, I don't like replays of games. Like, give me something fresh here. World Series in 30. World Series game in 30 minutes. No, I don't want that. All right, here's some KSW fighting on the Fight Network, a network that I used to be on, actually. Good memories. Like the Fight Network. Yeah, I was going to say, though, it's good for the Lakers because LeBron can't play every night, guys. And listen, LeBron plays a ton of minutes because LeBron wants to break every record and pad his stats and stuff. But he can't play as much as he has in his career. It's all about the playoffs. So that's the good thing about this. So if LeBron is out, you don't automatically lose now. You don't automatically lose. Like, so AD and Westbrook just showed, all right, we can win a game without LeBron and we can handle this. And, you know, it'll be interesting to see the dynamic between these two. And honestly, as well, between Westbrook, LeBron, and AD, you got to believe one of them's going to get hurt, right? So, like, they sort of need to develop chemistry without the three of them. You know what I'm saying? Like, in twos now. So I think it's a positive sign. All right, look, Westbrook and AD look really good together. They look really, without LeBron, they look really good together. Right, so now you just sort of work on that, so you know you got that in your back pocket. All right, they look good together. Let's see it happen again. So now we know if we want to ever rest LeBron or LeBron's a little beat up, we don't have to panic because these two can carry it. Right, but they got to get the chemistry going as a whole, and they will. People overreact way too early in the NBA season all the time. One thing, though, I'm not going to overreact about is the Utah Jazz. They're a good team. I think they're the best team in the West. I stick to my prediction in which I said Utah are going to win. It's incredibly early to be making these type of predictions, but I'm sticking to it. Knicks. Knicks have been impressive, man. I got to tip my cap to these guys. They've been better than I thought they were going to be. The Knicks, you know, listen, it's still early, but the Knicks have come out hot. They're handling their business. Nice win. They did lose to Orlando the other day, but they've had some quality wins. 112-99 over Philadelphia tonight. So, I just wanted to bring up the night of AD and company. Tune in at 6 o'clock Eastern tomorrow. We'll break down the NBA and all the games tomorrow night and the World Series as well. But just talking about Deshaun Watson, as we were with Rick Saratella, it's an interesting situation with Deshaun. Now, for the record, I've always been a big Deshaun fan. All right, not just like of him as a football player, but I've always liked him. I've always thought he was a good, you know, I don't know. Was I wrong? That's the thing. We don't know anybody, right? We don't know anybody. I don't know what people do. I don't know what the hell this guy does in a massage parlor, right? Like with his massage therapist. I don't know. But I've always liked Deshaun. He always seemed like a nice guy. I was surprised about some of this stuff. But even the allegations aren't really allegations. And I know you sound like a jerk when you bring this stuff up, but what exactly is he accused of doing? You know what I mean? Is he accused of, like, touching someone? No. He's not. Is he accused of, like, taking someone's hand and, you know what I mean? And forcibly, it seems to me that, I don't know, that he hit on them, that he wanted to have sex with the massage therapist, right? That he did, you know what I mean? He insinuated more, but there's a difference between being a jerk and making people uncomfortable and being a criminal, right? So my own belief is, and I don't like talking about these things, and we never know the case, right? But there is no case. Like, that's the thing. There is no criminal case. There's been an investigation. The investigation's been going on forever. And, you know, this isn't Nuremberg here. You know what I'm saying? Like, how long would it take? Like, if he was going to get criminally charged, he would have been criminally charged. Like, even Roger Goodell. Like, Roger Goodell even said, when asked about it today, about they don't talk about it much, but he said, we have nothing, no reason to suspend him, essentially. Like I said, just because you get sued doesn't mean you're guilty of something. He hasn't been charged with anything. But with all that being stated, it's still complicated to trade for a quarterback that makes a lot of money. And even though he doesn't cost that much money against the cap this year, he will. And he wants a lot of money. You know what I mean? Like, wherever he goes, he's going to want to get paid big-time money again. And you don't know. Like, will Goodell, because Goodell said nothing now, but is he going to after? I don't know. No one knows. And the big sticking point is, too, it's hard. So a team has to sort of figure out their cap and everything, and it's a massive amount of money to put in. And also, you've got the thing lingering over you about him, which I don't think they'll care about, to be honest. I think it's just more complicated from a cap and a football standpoint. I don't think the PR thing is scaring people too much. And I know the Dolphins' name has been used a million times. I don't think he's ending up on the Dolphins. I don't think the Dolphins are going to do it. I don't think if the Dolphins wanted to do it, they would have done it. All right, they're not doing it. I don't think they want to do it. I don't think they ever want to do it. I think Deshaun Watson wanted to do it, and I think he thought, like, you know what I mean? They tried to make it happen, and the Texans tried to make it happen, but it didn't happen. You're hearing the Carolina Panthers team name come up a lot now. The two teams, I'll give you two teams. I'll give you two teams that I think Deshaun Watson is going to be a member of. But I say this, and I believe Deshaun Watson will be a member of these teams come draft day. Come draft day. All right, come draft day. I don't think that he's going to get traded in the next 2 days, 3 days. The deadline's November 2nd, so basically it's this week, right? If they're doing it, they're in talks now. There's reports all the Miami. I saw the stupidest headline. And speaking of which, too, I wanted to get to this. Hey, Matthias, do you have that Mike Tomlin clip of Mike Tomlin losing it today? And rightfully so. People wasting their time. That's wasting his precious time. So here, we'll get to that in a second. But how about this? Here's the headline here, Matthias. Report. Watson deal in place, but Miami not ready to do it. Well, that's not in place then yet, is it? The deal's not in place. That's the headline. That's the headline. But Miami doesn't want to do it, so the deal isn't in place. So. I don't know. So listen, John McClain of the Houston Chronicle is reporting, and John McClain's a well-respected guy. He's been doing this a long time. Yet a lot of people say he's wrong about this, right? People in Miami are saying it's not true. Like, media people, everyone around Miami says it's not happening. But Houston keeps pushing this angle big time. According to John McClain of the Houston Chronicle, compensation between Miami and Houston. They've agreed to what they would do, but the sticking point is that Miami owner Stephen Ross wants Deshaun Watson's legal issues resolved before the trade is done. Well, the legal issue ain't getting resolved, bro, in the next 72 hours, sir. So, it's a pile of crap. God, the media sucks, man. I wonder people hate them. So, I'm going to tell you now, Deshaun Watson's going to be a Philadelphia Eagle. He's going to be a Philadelphia Eagle. I think the Eagles know they can't go on with Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts isn't going to be the future quarterback. I don't know about Carolina. I think Carolina definitely is in a mix. I think Carolina and the Eagles will be the two teams in the end that really will be the ones stepping up to do this. I like that story. Well, yeah, Miami will do it, but they want the legal issue. Well, no kidding. The other sticking point is, from Houston's perspective, it's early in the season, right? Like, it's hard to know what the draft pick is going to be. So, like, you're trading for draft picks, but you don't know what the position is. And a lot of teams are saying, well, if he gets suspended, we want the draft pick back, right? It's a very complicated process. I personally believe that this is my prediction. I could be wrong. You know what I mean? I don't know. This is just my feeling. But my feeling is it's not going to happen. It's too complicated. But it will happen in the offseason. That Deshaun Watson will get traded. I think the Philadelphia Eagles will be the ones. I could see the Eagles are like, you know, the Eagles have money. They won the Super Bowl. They're a proud franchise. I don't think Lurie likes being a mess and kind of a laughing stock and an embarrassment. They, you know, the wheels are falling off quick. I think he needs something. You know, they brought Michael Vick in, don't forget. Like, I don't, and like I said, if I'm wrong, I'm wrong about Deshaun as well being guilty, but I don't, like, I don't know what he's really accused of fully, because if he was accused of anything criminal, he would have been charged by now. Things been, you know what I mean? Yeah, there was a...
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Sports Illustrated piece saying he's a bad guy and he's a creepy dude and he made a lot of women feel uncomfortable. Okay. He's a jerk. There's a lot of jerks in America. Doesn't mean they can't, like, you know, he's not suspended. That's the whole thing. People forget that. Maybe I'm crazy. Maybe he'll be playing football in 2 weeks. I don't think so. It'll make things interesting if he does. Allen Robinson to the Raiders. Make it happen. Late Night Anger Management Class, bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I am Renzi. Atlanta Braves, three wins away from a World Series championship. And man, they're hot right now. Everything is falling into place. I'm starting to wonder if maybe they really are this team of destiny after all. You know, like everything goes their way, man. Everything goes their way, except Charlie Morton got hurt tonight. So that did not go their way, and we'll see if that comes into play later in the series, but I'm not sure that's going to have that much of a massive of an impact. I've said it a million times, starting pitching is overrated. They don't last anyways, right? No starting pitchers ever last. Like tonight, you know, one of them got hurt, the other guy sucked, and that was that, and then it became a bullpen game. It's always bullpen, bullpen, bullpen. It really is. So as far as game two is concerned, Max Fried goes. And, man, I think Max Fried is their best pitcher. I mean, Morton started game one, but I think Fried is better than Morton right now. Morton's like 37, 38 years old. Fried's like young, right? So, you know, I wondered about Fried handling the nerves in a situation. As I stated earlier, I thought he looked a little nervous against the Dodgers. He pitched okay, though. He's a badass pitcher. Houston are a resilient team. Like, no one's going to get rattled or panic and stuff. But I tell you what, Atlanta win again, and they go up 2-0. They're going back to the ATL, man, with three straight games there. I don't like this 2-3-2 format. It throws everything out of whack. I'm not a fan of it. I'm not a fan of it. I think you're better off being a road team. I really do. I've got this series going six games. I'm going to stick to my guns. Tune in to Game Time Decisions tomorrow, and we'll have more cool stolen base props for you that are going to hit. Other than that, you're on your own.
What is the winning edge? It's sports news you can use.
And you can only get it
right here.
We are Sports Grid Radio on Sirius XM.